tires, the original no appointment oil change is locally owned and 100% Canadian. Visit Mr. Lube near you for quality maintenance and tire service. We've got a mix of sun and cloud ahead today. The high will be 20, right now 13 degrees.
Move 1035 is what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Officials say a wildfire near Squamish appears to have stabilized after help from cool, cloudy weather over the weekend. The District of Squamish says the Dryden Creek wildfire has held steady at 0.6 square kilometers in size. Although weather conditions seem favorable for firefighting, the district says the state of a local emergency remains in place and many nearby properties are still under an evacuation alert. Prime Minister Mark Carney will meet this morning with U.S. President Donald Trump at the G7 summit in the Rockies near Kanaskis, Alberta. It's Trump's first visit to Canada since he stormed out of the last Canadian-hosted G7 summit in 2018 in Quebec. It's also his first trip here since he started musing that the country should become an American state. A beloved cinema that has been the cornerstone in the Pitt Meadows community for decades will close its doors at the end of the month. Hollywood 3 Cinemas says in a social media post that its management team has not been able to renew its lease due to unforeseen circumstances. And How to Train Your Dragon took flight at the box office this weekend, proving that some remakes still have teeth. The Universal live-action adaptation of the beloved animated franchise took in $83 million U.S. over the weekend.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun,
and Drew Show. Let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
A viral moment from the weekend featuring an helicopter traffic reporter who had some thoughts to share about his personal life and the state of his marriage. In the middle of a traffic report.
Aaron, you should do that.
Let's see, 617, tune in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. Well, who knows what's coming from Aaron, but the guy from L.A. is on the way in 20 minutes, too.
Before that, though, a new list is out. Things that women are embarrassed by that men aren't. Do you agree? We'll get into that. Also music from the Spice Girls. First, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars on Move.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just
with the Nat and Drew Show.
On today's best variety, Move 1035.
You want my courage, my sword and shield. Grace under pressure, my wall of steel. I was a storm, weighing us down. You were the angel I chained to the ground. I miss the way you undress. I miss your hair. Can't stop this bleeding, can't stop believing. I'm missing the sound of your heart beating.
Baby, I'm in love with you. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Baby, you were mine to lose. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heart beating.
You showed me heaven. It hurt like hell, asleep and wake. You're all I see. I can't escape you, can't set you free. I miss your full moon rising, catching a breath in silence. Can't stop this bleeding, can't stop believing. I'm missing the sound of your heartbeat.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm in love with you. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Baby, you are mine to lose. Sound of your heart beating.
Move 103.5. Good morning. It is 6:12. There is a new list out, things that women feel embarrassment about, but men don't. Do you agree with the things on this list, guys? Drew, Aaron, I will ask you. Number one, people seeing your house not being perfectly clean. Are you embarrassed?
Yeah, I'd be embarrassed about that.
Yeah, Aaron?
Less and less.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
No, that's good.
Okay.
That's good. Good for you. I want to work towards that.
Yeah. Oh my God, right. That's the goal.
Farts and burps. I just wrote farts and burps.
So it depends on the context.
Sure.
Like if I was just to let one fly right now, like I had no control over it.
That's okay. That's a fart, not a burp. If you let, I'm not, so
yeah,
what
but
do you like?
You said farts and burps.
Yes. Okay.
So yes, if I let one fly,
yeah.
Meaning a fart, or let one off. Which I think is a burp, in this context, I would be embarrassed by it.
Okay.
Because be like, oh, I didn't have the control to keep that inside. There are other times where I would be proud and would take credit for it. So it depends on the context.
Do you mean just because we're on air in this moment, it might be audible to everybody else, or
even
is it because of Aaron and myself?
Even if it was just the three of us in the room,
okay.
Or Sammy, our producer, is not in the room with us, but she would be able to hear it.
Mm.
So I would be embarrassed about that. Yeah.
Aaron?
No. For sure. If it's with my family, absolutely. I'm doing a victory lap.
It's exactly the same. Although I think those things have actually happened many times. So, you know, it's the initial oops and then whatever.
Rewearing the same outfit and being called out for it.
Oh, that would be embarrassing too. Who says guys are not embarrassed by
this
these things?
Guys,
really?
There was a poll. Yeah. So, Drew, you're an outlier. Aaron, rewearing the same outfit.
No.
Yeah, I was gonna say it might actually be reverse in this.
I think
scenario.
A lot of these so far have been reversed.
Okay. Oh yeah. I do. Finishing your plate, something that women can be embarrassed about, apparently not men.
I would never be embarrassed finishing a plate, but I don't think a woman should be embarrassed for finishing her plate of food either. That seems ridiculous.
Old school.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not hungry. I eat like a bird.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nobody's embarrassed by that.
No.
Going to celebrations without gifts for the hosts. Apparently something that's women are embarrassed about, probably men are not, according to this list.
Again, this feels like it's just made to make men look like they are shallow beings who don't care about nothing.
Yeah, they like to fight it. They like to fart and
fight it, Drew.
They don't care about fashion.
No.
And they're rude to go to parties.
This is terrible. This is an intentional list put together to make men look like terrible creatures.
It also doesn't make women look that great in the sense of like the idea of like, I can't finish my plate because that's embarrassing.
That one's stupid.
There are other ones too, like the fashion thing being too caught up in that is kind of, you know, that's an old sort of trope for women. There was some body issues stuff like cellulite that women are embarrassed about and men aren't, according to this list. So there were things to not make women look good either. But
who did this horrible list?
I don't even know.
Honestly,
it's just circulating. I think it was just compiled by the internet in general, and we know what the internet in general is like. It's generally not a good place.
Coming up next. More music, more variety.
Move Radio. With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Introducing Bryan Adams Radio on iHeartRadio.
Got my first real slick string.
Hosted by Bryan Adams himself.
Join me for an insider look on a wild ride through 40 years of global rock and roll.
Brian Adams Radio.
I'm ready.
Now available on the free iHeartRadio app. Or ask your smart speaker to play Brian Adams Radio on iHeartRadio.
Who's ready to rock?
Kids wanna rock.
Big announcement coming, everybody. Big announcement.
Get ready. The Trailer Park Boys are now on Crave.
It's going to be wicked.
We are partying tonight.
I am pumped.
All 12 seasons of the iconic Canadian series.
Promise me you'll use some sense of decorum on the TV.
Bubbles, what are you worried about? Of course they used decorum on the TV.
Julian, Ricky, Bubbles, and the rest of the Sunnyvale gang are all here.
Decent.
Trailer Park Boys. Stream now on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Need a break from everything? Escape to a place where anything is possible and the fun never stops. At Silver Reef Casino Resort, you'll discover world-class dining, championship-caliber golf, a full sports book and bar, over 1,000 top-rated slots and table games, and so much more. Come join the fun and see why we've been consistently rated one of the region's top destinations. Visit SilverReefCasino.com to book your stay and discover all the exciting events and promotions we have in store for you. Silver Reef Casino Resort, located off I-5, exit 260.
May not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding, thin, and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Available as a tablet or gummy. Hair Volume is available at Shoppers Drug Mart, Walmart, Loblaws, and London Drugs, or online at Amazon and newnordic.ca.
Blue speaks of youth, sincerity, truth, and spirituality.
A blue diamond would look fabulous in your engagement ring.
The color of your diamond announces who you are.
Pink is the color of romance, joy, sexuality, and love.
A pink diamond is exotic.
What does yellow mean, Sarah?
Sunshine, happiness, and lighthearted energy. Yellow is spontaneous and cheerful.
Created in the heart of a miniature star, Spence has diamonds that are pink, yellow, and blue.
Which is the color for you?
Spence.
Woo!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
During the Hyundai Race to the Cup sales event, everything feels like a game-winning goal! Like having three powertrain options for the Tucson, including the Tucson Hybrid and Tucson Plug-in Hybrid. 3.99% financing! And how more than 9 out of 10 Tucsons sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. Now that's a hat trick!
Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local dealer for details.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5. Traffic is for BCLC. BC shines even brighter when we come together. Thanks to players, profits from gambling go back to support communities like ours. Learn more at bclc.com. Well, we've got a good morning here volume-wise. Looking good. A little volume westbound on the Portman, northbound on the Alex Fraser, and those horses are still on the road. 16th west of 216th in Langley with police on the scene. Looking to sell your vehicle? Use BCAA Auto Marketplace, BC's newest way to buy and sell used vehicles. Visit bcaa.com/marketplace today. We've got a mix of sun and cloud ahead today. The high will be 23, right now 11 degrees.
Forget Drake versus Kendrick Lamar. It is now Drake versus Jagmeet Singh. We will explain in What's Trending.
After music from Taylor Swift. Move 103.5. Good morning.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care. And I guess I like that. And when I felt hard, you took a step.
And I read
that you never loved me or her or anyone or anything.
Move 103.5. Forget Drake versus Kendrick. It's now Drake versus Jagmeet Singh.
What's trending?
Drake seems a little mad at Jagmeet.
I'm upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect.
Yesterday, Drake posted a photo of Jagmeet at Kendrick Lamar's Toronto show, calling Jagmeet a goof. Jagmeet actually responded. He says he actually went to the show to see SZA, not Kendrick. Quote, I was born in this city. I love this city. But real talk, I get it. I shouldn't have gone at all. OVO and Drake have lifted this city in Canada. For me, it'll always be Drake over Kendrick. So people are surprised that Jagmeet actually kind of apologized. But listen, if you don't know how the show works, it is a lot of SZA, it's a lot of Kendrick, but it's a lot of SZA and Kendrick together.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't give nobody no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything.
So if you're Jagmeet Singh, are you just like, yay, SZA, boo, like, like
yes,
he
no.
went for the show. He
no.
went for the show.
Of course
he went for the whole show.
This idea that fans can't like both, I think, is ridiculous. Yeah. I saw something on social the other day leading up to the Toronto show, and they were just interviewing fans outside saying, so by you being here, does this mean that you are anti-Drake? And they're like, no, I like both.
Yeah.
They're both amazing. Like, they've got a beef, obviously, between the two.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that their fans have to choose.
Yeah.
Especially their Canadian fans, for goodness sake.
And isn't that just very much like a Canadian politician? Oh. Just like, oh, okay, yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Right, whatever.
If he's such a SZA fan, I want to see the pictures of him in line for SZA's cosmetic products and stuff. Because she, outside of the Seattle show, they have this pop-up set up for her cosmetics line.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the lineup for it was just crazy, just insane. So many people lined up. So is he such a fan that he would buy her products? For the women in his life? Or maybe for himself? I don't know. Let's see the pictures.
Even just
how much of a SZA fan were you?
Even
really?
Like SZA merch, right? Like, yeah. You're gonna wear the SZA merch.
See the
like,
shirt. Where's
yeah.
the shirt?
Yeah.
Where's the shirt? A helicopter traffic reporter went viral over the weekend for letting all of his personal business hang out on a live stream. Stu Mundell reports from the Eye in the Sky on Fox 11 in Los Angeles. And while covering Saturday's protest rallies for the station's YouTube channel, he answered viewer questions in the chat. And that's when the subject of his marriage came up.
You know what? I don't care. I don't care about my... I am legally married. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it. I am legally married. But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life. Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe. But, yeah, I got nothing right now. Got nothing. Not really looking. You know, trying to find myself and be happy. I'm being serious about that.
Oh,
Stu.
Yeah.
Oh, Stu. Thanks for sharing. I hope you come to be in a good place very, very soon.
You know what it is? This is like way more authentic than Jagmeet's like a pseudo apology on Instagram. Like Stu's just telling you like
yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Ain't nobody gonna interrupt my game. Oh, no, no. Ever since you've been hanging around, I've been trying to
Today's best variety, Move 1035.
Move 103.5. Good morning. It is Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. Thanks for hanging out on this Monday morning. Let's talk some spicy stuff. 29% of Gen Zers responding to a new survey say they want this. They would love to have this in their workplace. It's a space. They want their workplace to create a special space.
Sorry, you said this is spicy.
Yeah, I gave you a big clue.
Are you getting there? Come on, we're waiting.
So they want to, their people want a space in the office to do this spicy, spicy thing.
Oh, my.
They think that a dedicated space, according to this weird survey, they think a dedicated space where they could hook up would be a real great office perk.
Really?
Yes, 29%. And the way it was phrased, it was either hook up with someone or just spend some quality time alone.
Oh, wow.
29%.
Okay, so at work.
So almost one-third of Gen Z that responded to this survey of 1,000 people.
Want to be able to...
At work. They say that's a nice perk. That'd be a great perk to have at work.
I can think of some other things that I would
better than free parking.
Yeah, like it opens up so many questions, like the use of it. Do you sign up to use it? Is it like is there just like a red light on in the hallway if the space is in use with somebody else? Mm-hmm. You got to wait your turn. Do you have a time limit in there? Who's responsible for cleaning that space?
Yeah,
I mean, just a lot of. I would think tricky questions that would need to be answered. I can't see the corporate world going down this road in 2025.
No, I don't know of any workplace yet that has that. Like
no.
Certainly we've heard in like Silicon Valley they have all kinds of things. There's like ping pong tables and nap pod. Like there's lots of fun things, fondue stations.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they don't have this, and probably for very good reason. If you're going to do this at work, you have to be pretty sneaky about it, and the company cannot be involved.
Absolutely. If you really want to kick it old school, that's what the bathroom stall is for.
No, never the bathroom stall.
Well, where else are you going to do it?
I don't know, but the bathroom stall's got to be the most disgusting place.
Does anybody have any suggestions on where that could possibly happen if there's no dedicated space in the workplace?
Boss's office?
Boss's office, says Aaron.
That feels passive aggressive.
Kind of, it's fun. I mean, I don't know.
Unless you're with the boss.
I don't know.
But if it's just like the boss's office, it's like kind of like, yeah, that's like, that's a move against the boss. I don't know, like a storage closet? Like a spare room.
Okay,
bathroom storage room.
But it has to be sneaky, though.
Yeah.
This is, I think, the whole point of it is it has to be sneaky.
Exactly.
There's like a door that says sex room on it.
I know.
That's no fun.
No danger in that.
No fun at all.
The danger, there's got to be an element of danger to it.
I also just feel like if it does, it says sex room on it, and then like people are just waiting to see who comes out. And what if it's just you?
Oh,
no. Nat and Drew Show.
I was just taking a nap.
That's right.
Not very exciting. I don't think this was fully thought through. I think you have a lot of great ideas, Gen Z. I'm not sure whether this is one of them.
No.
$1,000 minute on the way in 1 hour's time. We'll give you the answer to question one to help you out, save some time, and get you money. That's coming up right after the news. Right after the news itself.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
The biggest songs in the world. You've heard them countless times. Now, learn the details of how they came to be. Join Ruby Carr for Encore, the stories behind the songs you love. New interviews and newly unearthed archive footage make for a fascinating weekly deep dive. Stream Encore, the stories behind the songs you love on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
All season long on TSN, the stars of women's basketball.
Asia Wilson.
Misha Collier.
Caitlin Clark.
This league is stacked with talent.
Our home on TSN. WNBA lives here.
Big announcement coming, everybody. Big announcement.
Get ready. The Trailer Park Boys are now on Crave.
It's going to be wicked.
We are partying tonight.
I am pumped.
All 12 seasons of the iconic Canadian series.
Promise me you'll use some sense of decorum on the TV.
Bubbles, what are you worried about? Of course they use decorum on the TV.
Julian, Ricky, Bubbles, and the rest of the Sunnyvale gang are all here.
Decent.
Trailer Park Boys. Stream now on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Turn left onto Main Street. In 100 meters, a tow truck operator is loading and securing a vehicle. In 300 meters, a traffic control person is directing traffic. In 600 meters, landscapers are trimming.
More people work on or beside the road than you may realize. If you see orange cones or flashing lights, please slow down, pay attention, and follow directions. Real people, like my sister, work here. Brought to you by Road Safety at Work.
The retirement sale at Creative Goldsmiths in Langley is almost over. This is their final week, and prices have dropped again for the final time. Everything must go. Save 61% or more on every piece of in-stock jewelry, including diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver.
It's the end of an era. The last day is this Saturday, and then it's all over. Save 61% or more with the retirement sale at Creative Goldsmiths on the bypass in Langley.
With Nespresso, savor the morning light with a creamy latte at home. Or take your refreshing Nespresso iced coffee to go. This summer, enjoy a coffee that's rich in flavor and flawlessly smooth. Hot or cold, everywhere you go. Elevate your everyday coffee moments with a variety of carefully made coffees and elegant accessories. Available at Nespresso.ca or at an Nespresso boutique near you.
The My Choice sales event is back at Nissan, where you can get the all-new boldly redesigned Kicks with best-in-class cargo space. Right now, choose Kicks S front-wheel drive with $1,200 in Nissan bonus or accessory credit. Or choose 3-year prepaid maintenance. The choice is yours with My Choice. Hurry in. These offers won't last long. Head to your local Nissan dealer today. Available in leasing or financing through NCF.
Conditions apply. See Nissan.ca or your BC Nissan dealers for details.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $25 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. Okay, a couple of ongoing issues. We still have the horses on the road in Langley, 16th Avenue, west of 216th, and some volume on the Alex Fraser northbound this morning. Canadian Tire, in support of Jumpstart, helps families overcome financial barriers to sport and play. Excuse me. So we were talking about Canadian Tire in support of Jumpstart. Jumpstart helps families overcome financial barriers to sport and play. Donate this Jumpstart month at jumpstart.canadiantire.ca. We've got sunshine, a few clouds here and there ahead today. The high will be 20, right now 12 degrees.
Everybody, rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right. Backstreet's back, alright. Hey, now. Oh my God, we're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I your
Everybody, yeah.
got no fear. I'm gonna tell the world, make it understand. As long as there be music, we'll be coming back again.
Preston Pablo on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show, 648. Good to have you here. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron. Thank you. Welcome. Question for you. Do you ever do trips with friends even though you don't really like the activity that the whole trip is based around? 604-280-1035, or you can text us at 103535. Right after the show today, I'm heading to a Soyuz to do a golf trip. Mm-hmm. With some friends. Mm-hmm. I think there's 9 of us in total who are going. Guess who doesn't really golf?
I know you don't golf.
That is me. That is me over here. 3 rounds of golf in 3 days. That's a lot of golf. I like golf for about 11 or 12 holes. It's really about the fellowship. It's really about the social time.
Sure.
But 3 rounds in 3 days is a lot. I have gone years without doing three rounds, let alone doing three rounds in 3 days.
So is everybody else or the vast majority like hardcore golfers?
I don't know about hardcore. So the thing with golf is like you certainly exaggerate with your friends in terms of how good a golfer you are. Mm-hmm. And as just in our group chat, our friend who is organizing this is asking everybody what their scores are so they can pair people up and match people up into foursomes as, you know, best possible to get a lot of common play in there. And so people are, you know, they're saying, oh, I usually shoot around 100. I usually shoot around 110. And I'm like, that's your exaggerated score? I'm exaggerating if I say 125 or 130. Like, I am terrible. I am absolutely terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible at golf. So it's like, regardless of, I feel for whoever is getting me and their foursome over the next few days. But I might be bringing it down a little bit.
Is there anybody else that's terrible?
I don't think there's anybody else who's terrible. I don't think there's anybody else who's terrible.
Interesting, Drew.
Yeah, but it's about going and being with friends and taking advantage of opportunities and build connection
sound like
and all that.
Such a B.
Okay, yeah.
But if I was a golfer, I would not want because it's expensive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
For sure, but like, I mean, it's not like we're competing in a tournament. It's an individual score. So my terribleness doesn't affect anybody else's score. It's just me.
It affects the experience, though.
It might extend the time. In
I
certain
think one round aspects. Is okay, Drew.
Yeah.
One round.
Yeah.
Just to be part of it and be sweet and all that. I don't know.
I think I look like a bait. Like, what am I going to do? Like, then just bail and then like hang around the pool?
Call
I feel
it
like
an Okanagan adventure.
I feel like it's a golfing adventure. So I feel like I can't like go on the golfing adventure and then not do the golf.
But I have a math question here. You said there were foursomes.
There
are nine of you, and so there's two foursomes in you.
So,
is what I think is going to happen.
There are different people who are there at different times, so it is two foursomes at each time. It's just there's some mixing and matching based on arrival and departure.
Is that
days.
What they told you?
So
do you think it really is just two foursomes? And then I'm going to get picked up. I'm going to get matched up with three randos in a Stoyos.
We're going to let Drew think he's coming.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Matt and Drew Show.
Come to think of it, there might be a chance of that.
But you know what? Aaron's right. There's
hurtful.
A pool. You could go to the pool.
Just be real, man.
Yeah.
There's a bar. You go to the clubhouse.
It's about the friendship. It's about the fellowship. Making memories.
You can cheer them on from the sidelines.
All right. 6:52. Maybe that's how it'll go down. We'll be cheering you on for the $1,000 Minute. That's coming up at 7:35 and 9:35 this morning.
This is Fred.
Hey, how's it going?
This is Fraud.
Hey, how's it going?
Can you tell the difference? Bell can. We'll identify unwanted calls and help block them. For more information, visit bell.ca/call detection. Bell, peace of mind, just got better.
This is Pam.
Congratulations.
This is Spam.
Congratulations.
Can you tell the difference? Bell can. We'll identify unwanted calls and help block them. For more information, visit bell.ca/call detection. Bell, peace of mind, just got better.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
An all-new Sullivan's Crossing, Sunday at 7 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. You know how some artists grow to kind of hate their big hit? This is one of those stories, but I promise, still a likable one. Tune in this week to Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, or the incredible story of Vanessa Carlton's 2002 hit, 1,000 Miles. I recorded the episode while riding a piano around New York City. Not really, that would be cool though. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for stories behind all the songs you love.
Hi, I'm Brian McMullen, General Manager of Apple and Nissan Langley. Rev up your savings with these Applewood deals.
Make every day a little more epic in the 2025 Rogue. Finance from 0.49% for 48 months, including a 0.5% loyalty rate reduction. Or explore the all-new 2025 Kicks. Finance from 0.49% for 24 months, including a 0.5% loyalty rate reduction. Details at Applewood Nissan Langley on Fraser Highway.
It's all good.
Mark's Can't Miss Summer event is on now. Until June 18th, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles perfect for summer, including sandals, shorts, polos, dresses, and more. Can't Miss Summer event on now at marksandmarks.com.
Men. As we age, our definition of feeling good changes. We get used to having less energy, strength, focus, and sex drive. What if you didn't have to settle? What if these symptoms didn't stem from age? One in four men over 40 have low testosterone. Pollock Clinic's testosterone replacement therapy helps you restore your energy, strength, power, and drive so you can live your best, most confident life. Turn back the clock to when feeling good meant feeling great. It starts with one courageous step. Learn more at PollockClinics.com.
Representation in media is important.
There's a lot of people with disabilities that don't feel seen.
I'm a music producer. Having a disability is not really shown in the industry.
I make media representing women in wheelchairs.
AMI is a broadcaster that strives to change the way people think about disability.
I'm a very loud and proud deaf woman, and I want to be able to make a difference.
Watch inclusive and accessible content on AMI TV or stream now at AMIPlus.ca.
Big announcement coming, everybody!
The Trailer Park Boys are now on Crave. All 12 seasons of the iconic Canadian series.
It's gonna be wicked.
We are partying tonight.
I am pumped.
Trailer Park Boys. Stream now on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Callum, Sarah, I heard you had something for me.
You're going to like it.
Everyone is going to like it.
Tell them, Sarah.
We have 8 exciting new engagement rings.
Plus 2 that are super exciting.
We call it the Top 10 Collection.
Are they elegant?
Extremely elegant.
Are they dazzling?
Delightfully dazzling.
Are they affordable?
Amazingly affordable.
Do you know who should come and see them?
Who?
Everyone who is in love.
It is good to be in love.
Spence.
Woo!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
Today's best variety.
Move 1035.
Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for Lotto Max. Lotto Max has draws on Tuesdays and Friday. Buy in-store or online. Dream to the max with Lotto Max. 19 plus to play. And the next jackpot is $25 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max. We've got some volume out there over the Portman westbound now, and counterflow in at the tunnel. Things looking pretty good. And we've got those horses off the road in Maple Ridge, so no big problems to tell you about. Just some regular Monday morning volume. Save On Foods knows a little extra savings means a lot. This week, get strawberries, number one, USA, 2 pounds, just $5.99 each at Save On Foods. We've got a mix of sun and cloud ahead today. The high will be about 19, right now 11 degrees.
Move 103.5 is what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
The wildfire near Squamish appears to have stabilized after a cool, cloudy weekend. The District of Squamish says the Dryden Creek wildfire has held steady at 0.6 square kilometers. Weather conditions seem favorable for firefighting, but the district says the state of a local emergency remains in place and many nearby properties are still under an evacuation alert. The blaze is one of 93 wildfires currently burning through British Columbia. Prime Minister Mark Carney will meet this morning with U.S. President Donald Trump at the G7 summit in the Rockies outside Kananaskis. It's Trump's first visit to Canada since he stormed out of the last Canadian-hosted G7 summit, and that was in Quebec in 2018. It's also his first state trip since he started musing that our country should become an American state. A beloved cinema that's been a cornerstone in the Pitt Meadows community for decades is closing its doors at the end of the month. Hollywood 3 Cinemas says in a social media post that its management team has not been able to renew its lease due to unforeseen circumstances. And Good Day Sirs, former England football captain and Posh Spice's husband David Beckham, Oscar-winning actor Gary Oldman, and The Who frontman Roger Daltrey have all been awarded knighthoods.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun,
and to show, let's go.
Waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minutes, round one on the way at 7:35. And to save you time and win you money, the answer to question one at 7:35 will be basil. Basil leaves.
Did you say basil, not basil? I'm not sure which way I say it. Basil, basil, either one.
Basil, I feel like I'm talking to a rapscallion British individual.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe I'm saying it incorrectly.
Basil, I feel, is an herb. Basil is a dude I met at a bar.
Got it. Okay. So that is on the way to $1,000 minute at 7:35. Coming up in a few minutes,